I don't know about you, but my weekdays are back to busy. Kids back in school, wife back at work, weeknight meetings. Translation, a lot of us have a lot less time in the kitchen, which makes this the perfect time for recipes we can make in advance and then heat up quickly on busy weeknights. And that is our cue to Kathy Gunst, a resident chef here at Now. Hey, Kathy.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, so I made one of your suggested recipes, Moroccan style chicken. Made it last night. I want to talk about this, but first, tell us about this dish and its convenience.
Well, I'm so impressed that you made it. I'm thrilled. This is a very flavorful and I think fairly straightforward recipe. We'll hear your take on it, where you season chicken thighs with cinnamon, turmeric, and cumin. You brown it, and then it just kind of braises with carrots and leeks, raisins, and dried apricots. And the whole thing is served on a bed of quick cook couscous. But the thing is that the longer it sits, meaning a day or two or possibly three, the more the flavors intensify, like so many good soups and stews. How did it go for you?
Yeah, I think you answered my question. Well, I sent you a couple pics about the creation, which I think the pics did look a little soupy. Okay, my wife and I love the complex mix of tastes, or cumin, turmeric, apricots, leeks. Mine, for some reason, I think I was just a little bit light on carrots and the veggies, which could help explain why it was kind of soupy. So, I mean, is that kind of how it is in the first place? And it's designed, as you say, to, sit in the fridge a couple of days?
Sure. I mean, yeah, it does thicken up as it sits, but if you don't have as many carrots and leeks in it, it is going to be soupier. But that's not a negative because couscous, this very dry, fluffy grain, adores liquid. So you have a lot of this broth and then the chicken and the carrot and the leeks and the apricots and the raisins to put on top of it, and it becomes more like a traditional couscous. So you did nothing wrong. You just lose a few vegetables.
Well, I'll check in with you in a couple of days when we
I want to
return
hear
to
how
it.
it
It's
is.
going to be better, I'm sure. Okay, so as part of my shopping, I'm now left with this big, kind of pricey spice bottle of turmeric. Now, first of all, I gather there's a pronunciation war going on here. You say
Yes.
turmeric, I say turmeric.
Exactly. Turmeric. You are lucky to have a nice jar of turmeric because it is incredibly adaptable. We could
right,
actually
I need
link
some
people to.
suggestions here.
Yeah, I mean, it's the base of so many Indian curries. You can use it for baking an orange cake with dal, Indian lentils. I make tea with it with fresh ginger. It's really good for you. So be happy you've got extra.
Tea. Okay. That'll be next. Let's talk a little bit
Okay.
more about mega head meals. Now, in the pandemic, we all went gaga over sourdough, right? We all had all this time to cook and bake, and now for many of us, not so much. So have our kind
Yeah.
of make ahead cooking for a busy week muscles kind of atrophied?
Yeah, I mean, I hear everybody grumbling the way they grumbled pre-pandemic, like, oh, cooking, I don't have time. We've got soccer practice. We've got this. We've got meetings. And we're kind of back to leading our hectic lives. So these make-ahead meals really focus on simplicity. Another great one that happens to be vegetarian is a baked penne. You can use any of your favorite pasta shapes that you toss with sauteed spinach and mushrooms. And then the only sauce is you spoon some ricotta cheese on it and you take some of the pasta water. So this is the water. The pasta's released its starch. It helps make a sauce. You stir the spinach, the mushrooms, the ricotta, put it in a casserole. And you can bake it that night, or you can bake it 2 days later. And you wouldn't think pasta would lend itself to being made ahead of time, but in this kind of baked casserole dish, it's fabulous.
Now, you also have a pork stew, which we won't have time to get into. It'll be on our website. But I do want to ask you, right? Some of us can make these dishes ahead, maybe on the weekend, and eat them during the week. But what other advice do you have for us who are finding, we just don't have enough time to put a meal together the way we had time before?
Yeah, I mean, I think a Sunday afternoon to make a pot of soup or a stew or a chili, something that's kind of hearty and it might last you the whole week long, you're going to find it's really satisfying that you'll see the recipe for this Mexican spiced pork stew and green sauce with black beans. Mm. This is a perfect kind of dish to make 2-3 days ahead of time, heat up with some warm tortillas and rice. And it's not hours and hours. It's a quick cook. So your week's going to feel calmer. Your dinner table's going to feel calmer, and you're going to be eating really well.
That pork stew, I think, is next on my list. That is Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have all of your recipes at hereandnow.org. And Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Scott. Enjoy the chicken.